Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long and Mike Dettillier taking until 8 p.m. this evening. Happy to welcome in now Chrissy Smith, podcaster and writer for The Know. Chrissy, how you doing after all this snowpocalypse?
I'm doing great. I miss watching the Pelicans play basketball, though, but I'm doing well overall. Thanks for having me.
Chrissy, I know you're on the North Shore, so how much snow you got up there?
So we got about 6.5 inches of snow. And, I mean, as you know, the schools are closed down. My kids are absolutely in heaven with it. But it was a lot. It was really amazing to see.
Well, the kids are happy. How were you with it? Because, you know, you got to take care of it now a little bit more. And you sort of stranded in. But, yeah, it was just a great sight to see when it came down and everything. But, yeah. We deal with the aftermath afterwards and having the grandkids here for a couple of days. So I understand that part of it also. Last time we talked, Chrissy, you brought up about Trey Murphy. And I think it was a great point about that he was on the verge of being a star player in the NBA. And we're seeing that happen right in front of our very eyes. We wish we would see Zion play more because we see what type of impact he has when he's out there. But, I mean, he reminds me of a sports car I had years ago. It spent more time in a shop than it did on the highway. But I think Trey Murphy has really been the story this season. You're seeing him emerge as a, I guess the best term, near star in the NBA today.
Mm-hmm. He is really turning into an all-star caliber player. I mean, he's putting up huge numbers. He's what I think we thought that he could be, and he's doing it game after game. He's becoming one of those guys that's very difficult to guard. He's knocking down shots like we always knew that he could do, but he's really added this other layer to his game of being able to drive in and score effectively that way. He's obviously gotten stronger. So he's definitely a huge bright spot to see and someone that we have for a while under contract with the team.
No problem. One of the things, you being a former college basketball player yourself, is that when you get hot sort of on a streak now, you've won four straight, okay, you understood why they canceled the game, but, like, I want to get out there and play, because I gather the thing about you can, you know, sort of carry things over because of confidence, but you want to get out there to play. Now you're playing Memphis. And they went through a similar situation to the Pelicans a year ago. A lot of injuries, star player out, you know, with Morant went out for a long period of the season. They retooled. And I really think that the Pelicans would like to play like the Grizzlies. They fast pace, transition is real quick up the court. They throw up a lot of threes. And so I think you're sort of going up against a team Friday that is what you would like to be like if you were looking in the mirror.
True. That's a really good point. That is what they would like to look like. when you do keep having so many injuries, even though they're on a winning streak right now, you know, they're still missing two of their top players with Brandon Ingram and Herb Jones. But in terms of just a playing standpoint, yeah, you want to just get out there and get on the court and not lose that rhythm at all. I mean, not only is Trey Murphy on a hot streak right now, but so is CJ McCollum. I mean, he's someone that, you know, was thinking, great, now we've had several days in between and we're going to play this fast tempo team. And they want to obviously keep the winning streak going. But it is a little hiccup by having the game postponed because of the weather that we had here against the Bucks.
Looking at this matchup against the Grizzlies tomorrow, Rod Walker from NOLA.com posted this. Pelicans and Grizzlies have played 20 times since Zion Williamson and Ja Morant were selected in the first and second round in the 2019 draft. First and second, sorry, in the 2019 draft. Zion and Ja have played both times, eight times. Ja has played and Zion did in eight times. Zion's played and Ja did in two times, and neither's played two times. And we know tomorrow night, no Zion Williamson, who will be out due to conditioning after coming back from an illness. It's really a head-scratcher with Zion Williamson. We've talked about the talent there, but for whatever reason it is, the dude just cannot stay on the court for this team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I know, and it's frustrating. I'm sure he's frustrated. The fans are frustrated because, I mean, look, even though he hasn't played in that many games this year, Zion's averaging 20 points per game, 5 rebounds a game, 5 assists a game. So, I mean, these are the kind of numbers that if we could have consistently would tremendously help out the team, but it's just that the injury is a problem. And then it is frustrating when he looks like he's in great shape right now. He's very explosive. He's definitely trimmed down. But then he apparently gets sick and then isn't playing tomorrow after this long break because of the conditioning. It's sort of like, you know, is that really what's going on? Because it is a head scratcher, like right. You said, like you would think he could. So it's tough.
Christy, I think one of the things, I don't care what business you're in, you're always looking for somebody that can put the jumper cables on the battery. And for me, for the Pelicans, it's Jose Alvarado. Because they're a different team energy-wise when he's on the court and he's not on the court. And that, to me, means a lot if in any kind of business you have someone that they play so damn hard and they give you everything they got and they sort of put pressure on you to do the same thing. But he brings so much energy, and he's a talented guy. I think sometimes it gets overlooked of that he is a really talented NBA player, but it's his energy and what he brings to the table. And to get everybody else to play hard, too, that's special in any business, but especially in pro sports.
It is. And it does kind of go back to his background a little bit in that he's a scrappy guy. He wasn't someone that, you know, everyone assumed like, oh, this is a future NBA player. You know, he had to really work hard to get where he's at. And so when he's out there, you can tell he's appreciating every second that he's on that court, and he doesn't take it at all for granted. Not saying that, you know, anybody else is on the team, but his energy is different out there. And so it's so important that he is getting minutes, that he's back healthy and being out there. And I mean, as you can see, he's obviously helping things with the Pelicans having won 5 of their last 6 and the one loss coming against the Celtics by 1 point. So he's definitely helping the team improve.
Chrissy, the NBA trade deadline just around the corner, February 6th. You anticipating some moves from the Pelicans? I think a lot of folks expect some of the bigger names, like maybe a Brandon Ingram, even a CJ McCollum, to maybe be dealt at the deadline.
Yeah, the Brandon Ingram situation to me is the most interesting. He got hurt in early December, and as of today, they still had no update on where he was at, and he hasn't been cleared for contact practice. So it's a little like, you know, is this because maybe he doesn't want to get re-injured before the trade deadline? Is there something working there? I think that if they were going to probably move anyone, it probably would be Ingram. CJ McCollum, I don't see as much, only because this really has become home for him. He's been lighting it up lately. So I think that the Ingram situation probably has the most possibility, but you just never know going into these kind of trade deadlines with these professional sports.
Definitely appreciate the time, Chrissy. Hopefully the Pels can make it 5 straight tomorrow night in Memphis. We'll be looking forward to that action, and definitely appreciate your time. And stay sane with the kiddies home from school.
Yeah, I'll do my best. I'll do all I can. Thanks so much, y'all.
That was Chrissy Smith, podcaster and writer for The Know. You can follow her at Sports Chris, C-R-I-S-S, on X to get more info on the Pels and all things sports that she's covering.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.